Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-11-02 Cross Country Touring on my Suzuki GSXR125cc. Suzuki GSXR125. I rode a motorcycle for the first time in 10 years on Tuesday the 8th of October 2019 at 5 p.m. from a bike shop in Melbourne's CBD. I bought it brand new, a Suzuki GSXR125cc, with 12-month registration, and 24-month unlimited kilometer warranty, all for $4,200 AUD. My previous motorbike was a Honda CBR250 from the 1990s, which I rode that also from Brisbane down to Melbourne, via the Pacific Freeway and the Hume Freeway in 3 days, and thought it was pretty easy. Cruising at the speed limit of 110 km with no problems, that was in 2008. Every year my old high school friends meet up, 200 km north from Brisbane to go camping for a weekend. I have a tent and sleeping bag strapped on the pillion seat. It's something I like to be present for to catch up with the guys. Last year I drove up in less than 22 hours straight, while doing the speed limits, and thought it was relatively easy for me, so why not go up again on a motorcycle? I've been wanting one as a cheap commuter anyway. I wouldn't say I'm an experienced rider, I know how to ride a street bike well enough to get from point A to point B, and survive. I like to ride aggressively I guess, but not like a psycho. I like to be either at the head of the traffic, or at the end, but never in the middle. Having really only ridden a 250cc, and now a 125cc, I wouldn't say I'm a speed addict. Click to view original image. 1600 kb, that's Dave in the image on the top left. He's a big guy, at 190 cm, and 90 kg, he said that it was okay to ride. The 125cc wasn't a problem, but his knees reached the handlebars. Why the Suzuki GSXR125? In Victoria, 125cc motorbikes are the cheapest to register, $400 a year, 150cc, and 250cc are $500 a year, etc. Also I only weigh 70 to 75 kg, and about 170 cm tall, and never pillion anyone, so a 125cc is enough. Plus it has a 6-speed gearbox, and bigger Dunlop sticky tires, for a 125cc anyway, and Suzuki make great motors, and gearboxes. I had a little Suzuki Sierra Jimny 4X4, which I used to renovate my house. It has ABS braking, I can hear a subtle electronic high-pitch noise when activating the front brakes, and it changes as I apply pressure, but I'm not sure what it actually does. I didn't feel any pulsing under heavy braking. Surprisingly, it comes with a pretty good instruction manual, with quick how-tos on maintenance, oil, and filter etc., nothing like the details in a Gregory's manual, but still good information for a noob. To be honest, the Suzuki GSX-S125 naked, black, and red bike, looks better in my opinion, and probably is more comfortable to ride, especially long distances. But not having much experience riding other styles of bikes, I didn't feel comfortable learning on the long trip up. Also I like the street bike feel. The GSXR also has a keyless start fob, which at first I thought was gimmicky, but really appreciated having. One less thing I didn't have to worry about getting on and off, putting bag on, earplugs, beanie, helmet, gloves. Also the fairing on the GSXR helps a lot at high speeds, over 100 km/h, you will be ducking under the little windshield visor it has. Petrol consumption is pretty good, not so great at constant high revs or open throttle though. The instrument panel is minimal, but practical, very clean, and clear. It has some nice features like 2 tripometers with 100 km per litre usage. It also has a customizable oil change reminder. I have mine set to 2000 km, instead of the standard 4000 km. There are cheaper 125cc bike like the Honda CB125 for under $3,000, but the extra money I thought is well spent on the Suzuki GSX125 bikes. https://www.youtube.com/8ufigslideshow. Cross country touring on my Suzuki GSXR125cc. The Suzuki GSXR125 commuter. The riding style of the bike feels like any other street bike. You are leaning down on the angled handlebars, and everything else feels right. But it sounds like a postie bike, Australian postal scooter, at lower revs. The bike being light, 130 kg, is mostly an advantage as a commuter. The 125cc engine is enough to pull out in front of traffic without trying, well, most of the time. I mean, it will get up to 60 km/h faster than a standard four-cylinder vehicle, but you'll be revving out each gear, if challenged, and it has no chance against a worked, or bigger vehicle. Because it's only 125cc, it doesn't have much torque, you'll have to rev it to do work. I mean, be careful riding up to the front at traffic lights. If it starts moving, you can typically just accelerate out of trouble, but on this, you'll have to gear down first. The Suzuki GSX-R 125 Tourer. It'll start by saying, when on the freeway, and doing 80 km/h, and over, I'm very tense. I have no problem admitting this. I can't let go of the handlebars, and I'm squeezing hard. I can't remember if I was this tense on my CBR 250 10 years ago, or if it's this bike. Firstly, the speedo on my bike is about 7 km/h to 9 km/h over what the actual speed of the bike is. I tested this with my mobile GPS in my pocket while trying to keep a constant speed of 108 km/h. I'm sure there's ways to adjust this, and it's probably a safety first thing. The bike on 6th gear can cruise at 8,000 RPMs 90 km/h, and can sit on 9,000 RPMs just fine. It's not screaming. The speedo reads 108 km/h, but my GPS says it's about 99 km/h to 101 km/h. I've temporarily taken it to 10,000 RPMs, 120 km/h, or 110 km/h via GPS, on downhills, or overtaking, and it screams, and is very uncomfortable for me. Little tank. The 11-litre tank is big enough for 300 km to 400 km petrol stops, but I stopped every 150 km to be safe, and rode with a 1-litre bottle of mentholated spirits, good for 30 km, just in case. Being short and skinny, the small tank doesn't give my legs much to grip onto and squeeze. At low speeds, this wouldn't be much of an issue, but cruising at 100 km/h, you want to be firmly planted on the seat under the tank. I didn't feel this. Wind problems. Anything at, or under 100 km/h, GPS speed, the bike is okay to ride, but anything over, the engine gets loud, and pinging, but more importantly I found the wind feels exponentially worse. I would guess the engine has very little horsepower at that high RPM range, and it's fighting the wind, and losing. Ducking under the visor helps, but very uncomfortable. The other problem with the wind is, because the bike is relatively light, at speed it doesn't feel grounded like a bigger bike, obviously. What I mean is it doesn't take much crosswind to push it. I found riding on the freeway with extra weight, my 10 kg bag on my shoulders, and the tent, and sleeping bag, both 10 kg, on the pillion seat, better than riding the freeway without it. So, you'll probably want to duck to avoid the crosswinds at bridges, flat areas, or being overtaken by trucks, etc. Again, this could be me being too tense, but I found the crosswinds more punchy pushing than on my heavier CBR 250, which felt more like dull pushing, if that makes sense. Another obvious thing is that you'll need to take run-ups, or accelerate to keep speed going up any kind of incline. I had it at full throttle a few times when I didn't notice the larger hills. Brake harder. The other issue at high speeds on this bike, or any other 125cc, is the braking. On a bigger bike, if you're doing 100 plus km/h, and you rolled back the throttle you would immediately get engine brakes, not so on this bike at speed. I remember when I found this out for the first time, coming over a hill, and rolling back the throttle yet I was gaining speed while going down the hill, it really scared me. It has engine brakes, just at low revs, i.e. 0 to 7000 RPMs. But more importantly, the actual front and rear brakes are too small for highway speed braking. Again, on my CBR 250 the front brakes were very touchy, a light squeeze was enough to slow you down and stop the bike, not on this bike at speed. To brake safely, give yourself a lot of time and room, 5 car spaces at least, and squeeze hard and firm on both brakes, obviously nothing snappy though. Conclusions. I wouldn't recommend a 125cc as a beginner or first motorbike. Sure, it's cheap, looks and feels cool, but it's missing a lot of things, which on just a bit bigger bike, 250cc, will get you out of trouble, i.e. grounded, bigger tank, more torque, and better brakes. But if you already know how to ride, and can do more with less, then it's a worthy bike, just be prepared to unlearn it when getting on a real bike. Thanks for reading, any questions ask below. Mike. Garage developers are not dead poor man's 3D collision detection. For comments on cross-country touring on my Suzuki GSX-R 125cc Craig, 2020-08-10919 plus 0200. Hi Mike, enjoyed reading about your touring experience on the 125, and also the pics. I purchased a new GSX-R 125 last week here in Perth, and have not done very much riding, since a trip from Perth to Darwin back in 88 on a CB500. Most of my riding will be a mix of metro, and some country twisted with a night, or two away with a bit of gear strapped on down the track. Currently with the bike holding it back under 5,500 revs at present, the handling feels really nice. Not been out on the freeway yet, only along the 70 km/h zones. I'm on the Gixxer forum, GSX-R 125 cheers M. Garsha. 2020-08-11519 plus 0200 G. Day Craig. Thanks for your comment. And congrats on the new bike. :5,500 RPM wow, that must be hard, the motor likes to rev. However, I can't remember what the sales guy, or manual, said about braking in. I thought it was under 9 km/h with varying loads to work the motor evenly. But yeah, better to be safer than sorry. I'd recommend getting the first service sooner than 500 km/h, probably around the 300 km/h, and another oil change at 1000 km/h for the first few times. That's what I was told anyway by the bike mechanic. He said oil from the factory turns to shit really quick running it in. Perth to Darwin back in 88 wow dot dot, that would have been mostly desert and road then. Crazy but nice one. Haha man, I searched a few bike websites for GSX-RS 125cc forums. I couldn't find anything. I signed up to Gixxer, but couldn't find a GSX-R 125 forum thread. If you have direct link to it, please post it for sure. I found an Aussie forum there, and posted here. https://www.gixxer.com/millbornegsxr125commutatourer.843705 to update you, and this blog while I'm here. The only issue I've had with the bike is really my fault, but it's the bloody off-lock position, which is the second position from the far left. I habitually put it in the far most left position, which is off-lock, but with the parking tail light on. Parking in the daytime, I don't notice, and I've left the bike overnight like that a few times now! Exclamation. And yes, it drains the battery. I've charged it back up both times, and it still works okay, but I think it'll need a new battery soon. Anyway, it's my fault, the switch is clearly marked, and I've gotten used to it since. After the first service, 500 km/h from Melbourne at Laverton, NSW, I do my own oil change at every 2 km/h, it's pretty easy, the manual is pretty clear, the oil filters are on eBay, K and then KN131, I add 1.5L good oil, and 500ml oil stabilizer, to make it last longer etc. This is what I use. Mori Oil Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, 5 litres $82.99 from Super Cheap Auto's website. I also put a GPS tracker on it, and works well, 4G Vimal OBD2 eBay $154. I was also looking at extending the pillion seat, over the huge rear mud guard, with metal brackets from Bunnings for better storage on the seat, i.e. smallish box, or something, but haven't yet. I was wanting to ride up again, but I doubt it'll happen this year, because of the virus. Thanks again Craig, safe and happy riding mate. Cheers Craig. 2020-08-1210-08+0200. Hi Mike, it's good to connect with you. Sorry I sent you down the wrong track talking about the Gixxer forum. What I needed to say was my username is GSXR125, not something more appropriate like Blip. Exclamation. So yep, no one on that site is talking about our bikes, they ride 600 machines, and upwards. We'll check out the thread you supplied. I have taken the engine through its paces within the various loadings, and can feel it really wants to open up more. I'm really happy with the quality and the way it's being put together for the money. Thinking about the oil change myself, but no torque wrench yet! Exclamation. I may take it to the place I bought the bike and get them to do it with the filter soon. I agree with you too. Get it done sooner than the manual says, as that's when there is a lot of crappy things circulating in the oil in the early running in KMS. I've had an issue with changing from first to second getting caught in neutral. I have lowered the gear lever on the linkage, but need to make a real mental effort to shift cleanly up. Too many years off a bike, I think. The bike shop are going to check it out anyway. Thanks for your warning about the park position and battery issues. I will watch out. I have signed with Motorcycle Assist Australia for peace of mind on my travels. I've put together a few basic tools to carry: sockets, wrenches, and a few spanners along with the kit on the bike, and not to forget a first aid kit. Yep, soap and hand sanitizer to keep the virus away. I have a small day trip planned up the coast from Fremantle to Burns Beach, about 1 hour north. Hey, stay safe. Craig M. Garsher. 2020-08-13442+0200-GSXR125. That's funny, makes sense, fair enough. There's not much of talk about this motorbike being a few years old now. It's a shame. Would be nice to have a community of GSX125 riders. I guess it's very niche, especially our sporty R. What made you get the R and not the S, naked, which would ride more like a CB? I too have put it in neutral from first to second accidentally. Not many times though. Yeah, he'll check that out next time I ride. Might be a while, because of stage 4 lockdown. I want to learn clutchless shifting. It should be easier on the tiny 125cc motor. https://youtube.bevyulnyite56. I recommend getting the first service with a Suzuki dealer, or at least a bike shop. That first stamp on the service book, for the warranty, it's the most important one apparently. I've never heard of Motorcycle Assist Australia, https://minca.com.au. Thanks for that, I'll check them out. Actually, when I rode the CBR250 in 2008, I ran out of petrol, a tiny hole in the tank that I didn't know about, around the central coast on the M1. I called up RACV, they transferred me to NRMR, I signed up, and an hour later they came out with fuel. Wow, you're more prepped than I was, to be honest. I didn't take tools, or first aid kit for that matter, but yeah, in hindsight you're right, good tips. However, I did ride with a tubeless tire repair kit in my backpack. It's pretty small, shame the back seat storage isn't bigger like the older bikes. Well, take a few pics and post them somewhere, blur out the plates, i.e. on Gixxer forum, and post the link here. Always good to see another Aussie GSXR125 about. Cool man, enjoy your trip, and safe riding. Cheers, Mike. Comments are open.